As we continue our series on Theology 101, we have come to the section on Jesus Christ. And in this section, I will offer three separate parts over three separate sessions. The first part today, now, is Jesus Christ, some introductory reflections. Okay, so I will read, but also comment. In this first of the three parts on the theme of Jesus Christ, I offer some basic introductory reflections that are important starting points to a deeper understanding of what we as Christians confess to believe about Jesus Christ. Number one, knowledge of Jesus Christ is historical, linguistic, and academic knowledge. Okay, it's important to know the history, the language, learning what other literature describes the time, the world of Jesus. It's all important for us. But it is also faith knowledge, right? We know a lot about the historical person named Jesus from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, through the Gospels we know, through the testimony of witnesses, and through historical information about the world of Palestine under the domination of the Roman Empire. We know we have a lot more information today than we ever have had in history. Things keep being discovered. We also know about the Jewish world and how Jesus was a part of all that. Jesus lived, breathed, and dreamed in such a world. But beyond historical information about Jesus, and beyond a careful reading of the Gospels and the testimony of those who encountered Jesus the human, to know Jesus is to have a relationship with Jesus and all he represents and reflects in his being. It's a relationship. It's a connection of heart and spirit. It's about deep values, convictions, inner stirrings that flow through us when we read about him, when we pray in his name, when we allow his recorded words to come alive in us. Things stir within us, right? It's the emergence of faith, of trust, of an opening of the heart. Okay, so knowledge of Jesus Christ is first and foremost faith, heart, spirit knowledge. But it is also, very importantly and essentially, historical knowledge. Me, as a teacher of the faith, without that hard work and constant study and reflection on the historical knowledge, do you a disservice as a teaching elder. At the same time, the hope in all this learning is to evoke this faith, heart, spirit knowledge, where we are connecting to Jesus. You are, and I am, directly, in a way that is stirring our hearts. Okay? But the second point, which further builds on some of this, is Jesus Christ cannot be fully known apart from, first, I'm going to say two things here. First, the particularity of his humanity and identity as a Jew among Jews and the Jewish people with their history as a people of God, under a covenant with God made at Mount Sinai. Jesus is a Jew, and all the history of his people, Jesus carries it. He uses language, he expresses himself through this lens. To know Jesus, to understand him, we need to understand the particularity of his humanity, his race, his culture, his identity that way. Okay? And that history, which is all part of our Old Testament. This is why it's so important to know part that story, to know it, right? Through patriarchs and matriarchs, Abraham and Sarah mentioned in the Gospels and all the way through, you know, a history of enslavement in Egypt, that slavery and freedom theme is all the way through in Jesus' language in the Gospels, right? The leadership of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, the Ten Commandments, the laws, it's all part of that history of Jesus that lives inside him. You know, he says that on the Sermon on the Mount, right? It's on the Mount. You have heard it said, right? The commandment, but I say to you, so Jesus is building on that and revealing God in a whole new way. But he lives out of that and out of that spirit. He's been grown up in that. He's inculcated in that, right? And then the whole experiment of a monarchy, the experiment and the failed experiment, you know, Jesus is the son of David, and yet David, even in all his flaws, and later the way the monarchy goes down, the people end up in exile, and this dream of freedom, colonization throughout, even now under the Roman Empire in Jesus' time, this lives in Jesus. To understand Jesus, we need to know something of all this, right? This is all in the heart and spirit of Jesus as he builds his identity as the Messiah of God, with a dream of God's kingdom to come to earth as it is in heaven someday in some way. And Jesus not only dreams of this kingdom come on earth, but he also begins this kingdom movement, right? He calls disciples. He begins this movement, this followers, and these followers then form communities, and they claim this is this risen Christ, and his Holy Spirit is in them and living in and through them through these communities, this presence of Jesus' ongoing compassion and care in the world, right? This is all part, but it grows out of this very particularity of Jesus' roots in the Jewish world, right? So having said that, now the other part is this. At the same time, Jesus' identity as Jewish Messiah, Christ, and Savior is universal, transcending his own people, the Jews. And this shift is recognized even within Jesus' day, what he does in terms of interacting with people outside of his own people, and that first generation of Christians, right, in the Acts of the Apostles, already this universal thrust stepping outside of the Jewish world into non-Jewish and Gentile world, right? Because this recognition that Jesus is for the whole world and through the people to the whole world, this has been the dream all the way back, and they read it back into Abraham and the promise that through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed, and the prophets like Isaiah and so on. This is seen as the vision from the very beginning. Jesus' death and his resurrection, you know, opens up a whole new thrust beyond the Jewish people. Now, what are the implications of this? Well, it can mean that Jesus and his spirit can be revealed in ways beyond even the human being from Nazareth. Could Jesus' spirit be embodied in the kind of compassion, healing, and transforming love that we can find in other religious and faith traditions and spiritualities beyond the officially Christian ones? Could Jesus be found by other names in other sacred writings, because of the substance of the teaching and the values we see evoked there? And these are the same values and teachings that we feel when we read the Gospels and we encounter Jesus and experience him in our hearts, right? We see this as we meet other people. This is an open question. I don't want to answer it for you, but certainly my experience has taken me in many new places that way, meeting people, Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and others, indigenous people, spiritualities that have opened me up to see Jesus there and to see Jesus even as I reread the Gospels and see different dimensions of what Jesus is and what he reveals of love and all its many ways, the richness of it all, right? And this leads to our final point. While we make confessions of faith about Jesus through the historical creeds and confessions of the church, and we profess our faith in Jesus through our personal experiences and the stirrings within our hearts, Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. John chapter 1, right? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word came to be among us, right? Jesus is the living Word of God who transcends all things written, confessed, or experienced about him. Jesus is bigger than me, myself, and I, and how I see him. Right? This means Jesus keeps revealing himself to us, and we can never fully contain all that he can mean as the revelation and embodiment of divine love. Even as he lived in the flesh 2,000 years ago, Jesus is alive now, and we can encounter him as powerfully today as those who first encountered him then. Each person can meet Jesus in ways that transcend any one person's experience. His love, which is God's love, is so rich, so expansive that all the world's experience of it cannot fully contain it. Isn't this both humbling and wonderful, magnificent, liberating? It is for me. But what do you think? Questions and comments, welcome.